Blog Talk Radio.
I must be close to my destiny, extremely close to my victory, 'cause here comes trials and troubles, jealousy and envy. I must be close to what you have for me. I must be close to my overflow, extremely close to my miracle. 'Cause here comes confusion, problems and enemies. I just believe that I must be close to what you have for me. So much is given, so much is required. Be qualified, must go through the fire. But I won't smell like smoke, I'll be better than.
Winning! Thank God, thank God. You know, the service has been established, and that God has made this day out of reality, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
The lady sang the song that said, "Use me, Lord, in thy service. Lord, use me." You know, really, I love about that how when you're doing God's work, man, you really, really,
yes,
truly doing His work, man, you just, you find out you have to have His strength, really. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes, sir.
And you really, and having His strength, man, you just, you did like Jeremiah, what he said, God told Jeremiah, don't look at their faces.
Mm-hmm.
Really, he said, preach the word.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I thank God for that, because what we live in the days, man, we are truly living in the days. If we don't give God like we need to give all our all to Him,
mm-hmm.
we can do much better, man. We tip Him like we're going to somewhere out to eat, rather, and we tip Him,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm talking about? And we say, that's enough. But I'm just so glad, man, God don't look at our finite mind, you know, because we just old humans, you know, we say, and we try to regulate this thing to what we know, you know, the English language and the words that we learn, and we understand what they mean, you know. But there's some things, boy, we just understand what He has for store for us, man, where we would be breaking the doors down to the church
mm-hmm.
if we just really know what He has for store for us, man. Somebody said, well, you, what are you talking about? How you know? Well, boy, when you get in God's word and He unfolding some things. You know, there are some people, brother, that can get in certain places and they won't even say a mumbling word when I say that there mm-hmm. because they feel like they're in a foreign land, real.
Yeah.
You know, they feel like they shouldn't even be praising God and lifting God up. You know, we're going to want to deal with Psalm 137 this morning, you know.
Mm-hmm.
137, son, the summit, you know. Not to hold you too long, Rev and sisters and brother, we found out that we are here today. I told somebody this morning, you know, this is gonna sound real strange, but y'all just pray for me. Yeah, if you're gonna worry, why pray?
Mm-hmm.
If you're gonna truly worry about it, why pray, you know. You know, that sounds so harsh. You remember, that sounds so harsh. But, boy, God wants us to have faith, man. Faith in Him. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know but one way to do this, Reverend, you know, and thanking God for what He have done for us, Reverend. Thanking Him for the sweet Holy Spirit that He give us to have this time to be in fellowship, because truly it's only... The only teacher here is the Holy Ghost, you know. We believe that God teaches and preaches over here. We believe that God reveals some things to us, you know. That's why we try to take our time and go through it and don't be as so much as a lecture, like you're just getting read to. But we want to be able to rightly divide it. It's the best as God give it to us. And we just thank God for the encouragement word that He gives us every time we come out. And we just believe in prayer. Praying a while ago that God opens someone spiritually and that they walk closer to the cross, man. You know, again, I got another messenger yesterday how they encourage, you know, about my brother-in-law, Reverend, and my sister, right? You know, mm-hmm. And her husband, you know, old brother-in-law. But let me give you this here, Rep. That's why I've learned that I don't take life for granted, you know,
right.
A lot of people really want to be blessed while they're over here, Rep.
mm-hmm.
They strive hard to be blessed here. But the better reward is being with Him, man. We believe the Bible says absent out the body is being present with Him. So just keep my family lifted, and you know, I'm not saying we're the only one going through. I'm just saying if you think about somebody you want to pray for the family, and Reverend, like this here, that that God is in control, you know, that he does something that we don't even gonna know till we see him. Because one day we will be able to sit on the right hand of God. I know right about this.
Yes, sir.
If you understand what I'm saying. I really believe that, man. I don't. Sometimes you just don't. You don't have to co-sign, real. You know what I'm talking about, real. You just know.
Yeah.
You know. You know God and what He has done for you and what He's going to do for you. My sister, she really heavy on her. You know, but I know one thing: God is able to do what He says He's going to do. You know, there's nothing on this earth that God can call. On your arms, you get in his arm, and he can't hold you. You know, because sometimes words don't make it sound any sense to people when they hurting so bad, Reverend. You know, talking about somebody told me one day that I was listening to somebody, and he was trying to help. He was so strong, you know, talking about. And the person said, "Well, you can you see your mom? Can you call your mother? Yeah. Well, you ain't gonna understand what I'm talking about right here."
Right.
I took me up when you said that. It helped me a little bit more because I know people be so, they just sound so strong, man. They are so strong, they don't get the people nothing to moan. You know what I'm talking about? How you going to tell somebody not to cry, Reverend? And they love one. They love one. They'll no longer can see their loved one anymore, man. Anymore. How you going to tell somebody? But we tell them to, when they do it, we don't do it without hope. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
We're not saying,
right.
You know, well, we don't want you to do it. And you go, some people go kind of, you know, a little farther than most because the pain, sometimes they didn't have a closure, Reverend. They didn't have a closure, Reverend. And sometimes they just really, 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 really miss them. You know what I'm talking about? But then we are here to try to encourage them, letting them know that we're not telling you not to cry, but we tell you when you do it, ask God for some strength. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know, I've seen some people ain't never call on God to time like this. You know what I'm talking about? I've seen people call on God like this, and then soon 2 days go by. I guess God been moving from them because now they're back in the same status. You know what I'm talking about? You know, but I learned something. If we just have a relationship with them tears will come to joy, Reverend. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
And tears will come
to
joy. Why is I'm saying this here?
Yeah.
Because you might be in a situation that, you know, you can't see why you ain't crying or you see why you crying too much or why you singing songs or why you not singing songs, why you sit up there. When we had to go see our mother, I know you probably did too, Rev. When we had to go see mother, right, before anybody could see her, it at the family seal, right? And see would the family be all right with the mortician what he did, you know. You know, when we went to go see mother, man, it's a trip, man. I know you remember mother, Rev. She always had a handkerchief, you know, talking about a handkerchief, right? We didn't tell these people about putting the handkerchiefs in our hand, you know, talking about, and then people put a handkerchief in their hand, right? We give them no picture, nothing. And I'm telling you right there, that hangers to me, the Holy Spirit tell me, you know, she don't have to cry no more. That the hanger, she don't have to use it no more, brother. She don't have to wipe her face no more, you know, because she's waving around and it'd be a church boy, and she'd be hollering, my. Yeah, they could be quiet in church, but she wasn't that kind of sister. I know your mother would like that too, Red. She going to praise the Lord. She didn't come to sit down on the Lord, you know. She came and praised the Lord. She didn't care what people thought and how they thought, because she came to give thanks to God. Because why? Because you don't know the story. Don't know the story. If you knew all the doctor appointments, oh, hear me, Holy Spirit, all the ones attending them, you got, see, my mother had diabetes, what we call over here sugar, right? And you know how the sugar do, it start taking over all the arteries, man, you know, the kidneys, the heart, you know, and it started taking over a lot of little different things. I can imagine her when she kept saying, my. It wasn't because of the pain, because God, you've been so good to me. You know, you've been really, really good to me. And she'll say, thank you, Lord. I remember them things when she used to say, thank you, Lord. You know, I know she probably looked in the pool pit and saw her baby in the pool pit. She said, thank you, Lord. So you don't know the story.
Yeah, yeah.
I can just see her tell you. Thank you, Lord. So that mother
and
my brother-in-law, they transitioned almost the same time. So it's going to be some people looking up there and they're going to sit in them boxes because they're going to have a dual reception, right, home guard. And they're going to have to be double. They couldn't get over mother. Now they got their brother in there. You know, something. They just couldn't get over auntie. Now they got their uncle in there. They just couldn't get, watch this, Reverend, get over just their friend there. Now they got two of them sitting here, and they got to go to something. Don't tell me what they might not need no strength. They're going to need some strength, brother. They're going to need strength for what then. When you get to stand, you know, talking about, and say words of courage, you know, our favorite thing, I don't know why I'm here, but our favorite thing in the church, you know what we do? I know how you feel. I sit right where you see it. Man, that is so crazy to me, man. That is so crazy to me, man. I don't know why we would say that, man. You know what I'm talking about? You know, I don't know why we would say that. Because everybody is different, man. Everybody grieves different, man. And sometimes it sounds like an insult, you know what I'm talking about? Because that ain't going to bring my mother back. That's why, because they've been in a really cold state. That's not going to bring my brother back, my sister back.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend, it's not going to bring them back, Reverend. That's what they're feeling right then. That's why I hung my head on the 137 song, right? Because I want to tell you something. There's going to be some time you're going to have to sing a song one day. Sometimes you're going to maybe harm a little bit and get you through, Reverend, you know, or some tough times, man. You can just be riding down the road and throw one of those songs on. I hear the song, man. This might not even work right now, Reverend. Watch this. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you. We thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for the things you have bestowed on the church, Lord. We just ask you to forgive us, Lord, for any sins we have done, known and unknown. Lord, we come carefully to your throne of grace, Lord. We ask you, Father God, prepare our minds and all to be receptive, even in the teach, preach word or receiving the word. Lord, move anything to hinder it, anything, any accident that we travel down these highways, whether it's a spiritual thing or a physical thing. Lord, have our way, Lord. We know you're a healer, Lord. We believe, Lord, that you can heal, Lord. And some of your healing we've been saying lately is the ultimate healing, Lord. But whatever how you do it, Lord, we just ask you to give us some strength, Lord, so we can understand your will, Lord, and not our will, Lord. So move today, Lord, as we come carefully in your word, Lord. Hear the testimony of listening to you, because it had to be you, Lord, to have us right here today. It wasn't nothing on yesterday. It was so great that you allowed us to be in thy presence. So, Lord, move, Lord. Move in your people, Lord, to be so slowful, Lord. Move in your people, Lord, that they can cut you on and cut you off kind of thing, Lord. Let it be, Lord, that it's put fire in the day, that it's going to be the day when you come, Lord. Man going to be doing the things they're doing right now, Lord, seeking the different things, Lord. But one day you're going to come like a thief in the night, Lord. Let us be prepared, Lord. Let us be prepared in the name of Jesus for your coming, Lord. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Reverend, I'm just sitting here. You know, God is an awesome God. We really believe that. And the children of Israel was in captivity one day. And I just want to touch that, and I'm going to be through with this thing, man. Because I really believe that it's going to come a time that somebody going to mark you on this journey. But I really believe we need a little strength, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? Remember what I just said?
Yeah.
They have to look. The brother, you know, brother-in-law, man, he sit there, you know, and mother died Saturday, you know what I'm talking about? And he died Monday, you know what I'm talking about? Look how they go, man. You know what I'm talking about? And the family got to go to this, some people call it a funeral, right? But we're gonna be prepared that it'll be a homegoing. That's what we call it down this way. I don't know what everybody else calls it. We believe it's gonna be a celebration, you know, come on. And we believe that the saints of God is going home. We just believe that, you know, come on. And now when I say that, Reverend, I know it's gonna be some heavy hearts there, Reverend. Very, very. I know this. So they're gonna have it next Saturday, right? I know it's gonna be some things going on, you know what I'm talking about? Because sometimes you can't, they say, well, boy, them other people, they leave the people out of the ground a long time, Reverend. That's what they say, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
But the other people put them in the ground real quick, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? But let me tell you, sometimes things happen. You have to do certain things, right? Especially when it comes to Sunday night, sometimes, you know. But I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna put a disclaimer here, man. Get your stuff right, man. Get your policy right. if you got a wife, you got a husband, you got children, you got mother, you got to get it right, you know. I can thank my mother and my father, right? They already had their stuff already paid for it, man. All we had to do was pay for the opening closing, man. You know what I'm talking about? The opening closing. My mama had a whole service planned out. And that's when you know you got. Well, that's when you know you. I believe that's when you know you strong in the Lord, right? You can sit there and tell her what how the cast is gonna look, how many people on the program. She did it all, man. You know what I'm talking about? So I just thank God for that. She put something in my heart that we all should do one day, just take time out. If you don't go that far, at least have something there so your family won't be in a strain, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Don't know how they're going to come up with the money, you know, because we don't know how this life going to plan out, but we pray that there'll be something there. It have got to me, Reverend, that I have to let my wife know everything, you know what I'm talking about? You know, all my little passwords and everything, you know what I'm talking about? She ain't got to tell me nothing about what's on here, because I think I'm going to go for her. You know, that's just how I think. I might be crazy, but that's just how I think, right? But I don't want her to have to worry about nothing. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
And I let my babies know, too. All my kids know, just in case anything happens. You know, you just don't know, really. You know, we hide so much, right? And then something happened, and they don't know, you know what I'm talking about? You know, and they don't know how to get to certain things and see certain things and certain things for them to see, you know. And I know people probably ain't got that much faith in their wife or their husband because they won't do it. So they might think if you give them too much information, here come the rat pausing. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend?
Yeah.
They say, well, you worth that much, dead. You might as well go and see Jesus. I heard a man told me that. I said, man, you got to be stopped. But that she gonna cry just like you is. Somebody said, I'll cry long as until I see that insurance policy. He said, why you go all the way over there? Because that's how some stupid people are, Rev. There's some stupid people out there, man. I'm serious. There's some crazy people out there, man. That's why life. You see these courtrooms full of people scandalizing these policies. $2 million policies, $1 million
policies. Yeah.
You know these folks before they give you that money, they gonna do what, Reverend? I know this must be
investigating.
He ain't got to worry. Everything God wants me put it out there a little bit. There are some people waiting for some people to live. Their grandfather, their auntie, or somebody to leave because they believe they're gonna give a big payday. You know what I'm talking about? But let me tell you something, man. If you that cold hearted, if you got a problem, we need Jesus, right? We need. Man, it's a cruel old world, really. It is a cruel world. I'm telling you, it's very cruel sometimes, some of the things people think of, you know, and some of the counseling you have to do to people, and you have to hold your peace. Because why? Because there is a spirit there, right? And you want to challenge the spirit, not the flesh. And so we come today to tell you to keep the people in prayer that God gives strength to the whole entire family, you know. So that's going to be a big day for us on that day. In the name of Jesus, we pray again out loud. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you,
man.
Lord.
What you gonna
Lord.
Do? Thank you. What you gonna do, Lord?
That's
thank
it.
You, Lord.
That's it.
Thank you,
that's
Lord.
It.
In the name of Jesus,
yes.
Lord. Thank you. Straighten that family, Lord. Straighten them, Lord. They gonna need you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Reverend again, 137 Psalm by the river
yes,
of Babylon.
Sir. All right.
There were that we sat down. He said, yea, we wept when we remember Zion. We hung our hearts upon a willow in the midst thereof. For there are they that carry us away captivity will cry of us a song, Reverend. That they wasted us and require us mirror. Saying, sing us one of them songs of Zion. How shall we sing a song? Look with the Lord and sing a song in the strange land. Now watch this, Reverend. They had got captivity. This was the time that whenever they came in and it took over. Then it took over, Reverend. Then it took over the temple. Now they're over in Babylon, God, and punishing for their sin. And now these guys know that they sang all the time. They sell hymns and, And then they were praising to the Lord. And they asked him to sing us one of them songs, you know, that we've been hearing before, really. Now, you know, can you sing while you're in somewhere? Like, have you been in some places that you just look and say, you just feel a real low rhythm? You just feel real bad? You don't feel like singing. You don't feel like reading the scripture, right? And some kind of way a song will come up, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? And I like a little R&B sometimes, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? You might cut yours off a little bit, Reverend. Sometimes I like to listen to a little Frankie Beverly and Maze, right? You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. I might throw a little Rita on there. You know what I'm talking about? I like to be some Johnny Taylor. You know, I like to be everywhere, Reverend. Just pray for me, Reverend. But one day I was riding through it, and Anita Baker came on, right? And Anita Baker came on, and she was singing that song, Whatever It Takes. I'll do it for you. You know, you ever heard that song? Wherever it takes, I'll do it. I'll be around, you know. And remember why it was rolling, right? And there's something about listening to music, man. There's something about how it could change the whole move of things. Help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah. It could just change it. You could hear some words. You could hear the melody. And then your mind just go away. You know what I'm talking about? Some people might, like we hear that song, we would listen to Jesus a Rock, you know, your brother, none of y'all took that and ran with it, you know. Y'all love that song. I love it too. But I'm in the, gotten closer to that My Name, you know, In My Name, you know what I'm talking about? I love when I hear the song. I don't want no rock crying out my place, you know what I'm talking about? I'm in that place that when we sing them old hymns, Shine on me, let this light. From the light here, it's certain things get to going on when I hear certain songs. I don't know what you like to listen to, what various songs you listen to, but sometimes we can be listening to some music and it just takes off. Help me, Holy Spirit. It just takes off. And I turn and I understand this here from the bottom of my heart. Don't you know that we love God? Don't you know we love God so much and we can hear His music. We can hear him playing something in that music, right? I said that now. We can hear it helps us, Reverend. There was a time Saul, God had him been over all Israel, right? And there was a time that God told him to go kill everyone in Moab. He told him, don't leave nothing. Well, that was the kind of God he was when he went back in them days. And when he went over there, Reverend, he saw the livestock. He saw things that his eyes said he wanted to keep, Reverend. He kept some of that. But he didn't do what God said do, though, Reverend. He didn't do it, Reverend. So what God did, God took his kingdomship and gave it to David. But then God gave him an evil spirit one day, Reverend. So, but when this evil spirit come up, so he called all his majesties, his sorcerers, and they tried to play, they tried to tell jokes, so the spirit would leave. But then they said, well, some young man, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm in the book, y'all. He said, well, some young man who can play an instrument. They said, where he at? They said, well, bring him to me. And they went and got David. David played that instrument, and then when he played that instrument, the evil spirit left Saul. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, this evil spirit, notice what I'm saying. God put this evil spirit over Saul, but God allowed him to hear that song, hear the music, and that spirit move. Yeah, I don't know where you've been in your life, man. I know you love music, I know you like to love to sing, and you can get into a song. You know, talking about one of the songs. Every time you go to a home guard, what they say, I know the storm. What keep on rolling
keep on raging
in my life?
They
love when they hear Rev sing that song, right? When you say, how you go, give me a verse of that song. Tell me how you go, man. Tell me how you go, man.
Okay. Oh, the storm keep on raging in my life. And sometimes the storm till the night from day. But still that hope that love within is reassured as I keep mine eye upon and sure I know he'll lead me safely to that blessed place he has prepared. But if the storm don't cease,
yes,
and if the wind keep on blowing, my soul has been laid in the Lord. Praise the Lord.
You know, when you when Rev said that, and a lot of homegrown, he said that thing, a lot of homegrown, and I'm telling you, I don't care where they at with it in their life. I don't care how they feeling at that moment. They hear the anointing kick in. You know, when he sang that acapella. Can you imagine with music behind him? Then he'll put that old head back, you know, and he'll get the rocking and singing that old song. Then the church can't sit still, you know. The church gets moving. Church folk was crying. They're standing on their feet now. You go ahead. The old mother sitting over there, sing it, boy. That's your song.
Yeah.
You know, and then they get the tap of their feet. You know what I'm talking about,
Reverend. Yes, sir.
You know what I'm talking about, Reverend. And you know that because what the condition of their mind is, and when they hear that song, help me, Holy Spirit, when they hear something to move them, to remove that pain just for a minute, and hear somebody speak to me, Lord, through a song, and it calls you to say, you sang that song, you... Boy, you sang that song. Just keep praising them. And then they call themselves raising their hand, Reverend, stretching their hand to you because they know the Lord had helped them. The Lord had helped them, man. And that's what the at the top of this lesson was saying. He told them that while they was in Babylon, while they was on the river of Babylon, sitting there crying and remembering of Zion, they just remember, you know, you've been through some things, you just remember your good times, Reverend, and you sit there and you long for it, and you can't go there, Reverend. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And someone come to you and tell you, you say you love God. Let me do this here. You say you love God, you know, when the last time you prayed to him. Sing us one of the most songs. That's what they told him. Sing us one of those songs when you was in Zion. You know, when you was in Zion, so they told them, and verse 4, he said, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
All right, yeah.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So you don't never want to get to that point that you want to say, man, how can I do this in the state I'm in right now? That's what they were saying. How can I worship and do this and work? I'm in a condition that I'm captivity. How can I praise God in the state what I'm in? Let me tell you something.
All right.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And they talk about some of us, you know what I'm talking about? They're running down and they're stacking books on us trying to keep us down. Right? But let me tell you something. If they knew God, they wouldn't do it because we find out if God be for you, we found out that he be more than the world against you. That sounds so cliche.
Yeah.
But, brother, if you've been through the storm, you've been through the rain, you see some valleys, you know, you see some pitfalls, and some kind of way a little sunshine peep through there and give you a little bright day, just wake you up and let you know, I still got you. I'm still carrying you. There are some things God is not going to allow you to get out of. He'll let you sit there and teach you something while you're in there. Watch this, Reverend. One time, they praised one time. He told them to go around this old building. How many times? Seven times.
Can you imagine them
going around? They kept going around, and you got folks don't have enough faith, right? And they said, man, why we keep going around this thing and praising it? And then look what happened.
All right.
If you have faith, that wall came down, brother. That wall came down. Oh, I know, right. That wall came down. That seven times, they went to holler. They went to praising. They were to play the instrument, and that wall came down. I guarantee you this. You better believe me. If you have something going on right now, help me, Holy Spirit.
All right.
You're in a tough spot somewhere. I ain't talking about no badness all the time. I'm talking about sometimes we need to get off this earthly stuff and understand when you're dealing with a spiritual thing, God wants you in a spiritual sense that you know. I know you need a house. Help me, Holy Spirit. I know you need something to eat. God know this. I know you today you need a job. I know you need a vehicle. I know all of this. But what I want you to do, Reverend, can I do it? Please, can I do this, man?
Yes, sir.
You don't mind if I do it, man. I know what you've been asking for. That's what you tell us, Reverend. I know what you've been truly asking for. But this is what I want, Reverend. I want beseech ye. First,
come
the kingdom
on now.
Of God.
Come on now.
In his righteousness.
Sir.
And all these things shall be added unto you. Look what he said. Take therefore no thoughts for tomorrow. For the morrow shall what? Take thoughts for the things of itself. That's what it says.
Yes, sir.
He says, suffice it unto the day and to the evil thereof. Help me, Holy Spirit. What the record's trying to tell us, don't you know I fed the birds? They had something to eat. They had somewhere to lay their head. He said, they got all this here. And let me tell you something. If I take care of them, you don't think I would take care of you? Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
God said, I would give you, he give you the what we call necessity of life. But when we start seeking them spiritually, Reverend, when we start tapping into that spiritual man, we start living that spiritual man, the Bible tells us, and I didn't write it, but it was written in it. He said, if my name be lifted up on earth, I will draw all men to me. If you get somewhere and God allows you to help somebody, help me, Holy Spirit, then put yourself out of the way. Now, don't get yourself out of the way. Don't lift yourself up. But when they come to you and say, man, I really enjoyed to hear you. I really enjoyed your company. And you tell them, man, keep praying for me. Be sincere about that. Keep praying for me because you don't want nobody to give you too much pat on the back, because you know what? Because the adversary will try to come in there. The same one patting you on your back today will be the same one talking about you the next day, bro. I've seen it, man.
Oh, yeah.
So let the Holy Spirit have his way in your heart. Now, watch this. I'm not saying you don't receive the thing, but I'm saying, well, turn it back to God, though. Reverend, if
just
sit in this mold and tell someone, how can we do this in a place where we're in? That's what they were saying in verse 4. I'm saying that for a reason, because some of us in a place that we can't feel like raising our voice to the Lord. When I say that, Lord, help me.
Right.
Well, Lord, I know the word we say, but I'm not worried. He know that. He wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. And it might be a song. You might can't sound like Reverend Henry. And I know you can sound like me. Anybody can sound like me, because I can't sing a lick. But let me tell you something. But once you love the Lord, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's what people say.
You'll just hang your little head back, and you just get your little verse what you like to sing in, and whatever song you like to listen to, and you just sing that song in key, out of key, and make a key. You know what I'm talking about? And tell the Lord, you've been good to me, man.
Yeah.
You know, have you been to that? You've been in a tough spot?
Mm-hmm.
Don't never be in a place you can't worship. What I'm saying, don't never be in a place that someone had you tied down and melting you and say, you ain't praising them now. That's what they're saying. You ain't praising them now. Look what you're going to do now. Where your God at? You know, that's what they're saying. Where your God? Lift them up. When you was in church, you lift them up. You know, a lot of us are good in church, right? You know, when this ministry started, right? This ministry started when, Reverend, and during the pandemic, when it first hit. You know, so we couldn't go out, right? That was one of the reasons that we did started this, because a lot of us couldn't have a job with a central. If you had a job with central, you had to stay in, right? But
right.
So a lot of us was staying and couldn't go to work. We used that opportunity time to do the law. Maybe, you know, that we didn't got into a time now we can go to church physically, in person now. Maybe we got time, we got busy now, but we can't come on the what we call the God's plan. You know, maybe we didn't got distracted. Mm-hmm. Maybe watch this. Maybe I done ran some of them off. What was that? Keep praying for them. You know, number one. One thing, whatever it is, don't stop loving God. Don't stop. Don't walk away from God. You don't have to come over here, but get somewhere that you love God and someone can minister mm-hmm. you to. That's how we are. Don't turn from God. Don't let nobody run you away from God. Don't let nobody stop you from praising God. If something you don't like, some person you might not like hearing speaking, you keep hanging around. You might find your favorite preacher might get over here one day. Your favorite teacher might be over here one day. I hear a lot of times, where he at, where she at, what is it? But I don't know. But I do know one thing. God is here. Help me, Holy Spirit. I do know that.
Lord.
And so while you're here, I'm gonna worship him, Reverend. While he's here, I come to what? I come to worship the Lord. I come to see what God is. Somebody said, man, you ain't gonna go listen to watch this. You ain't gonna go listen to him. No, I hope you come listen to what? God. I hope he comes over there and he shows up and what? Show out. Because that's what the ministry is lifting him up. So if you get in this point with somebody, and if you say this, how should we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? But it was said, if I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget thy cunning. If I do not remember thee, let thy tongue cleave to thy roof of my mouth. If I prefer not the Jerusalem above my chief joy, remember me, O Lord, help me, Holy Spirit, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem. Who said, he said, rise it, even to the foundation thereof, O daughter of Babylon, who art thou to be destroyed? Look what it said, Reverend. Who art thou to be destroyed? Happy shall he be. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That reward thee as thou hast served us. Help me, Holy Spirit. Happy shall he be. That, look what it said. That the little one against the stone. Don't you know God is right there when you lift your voice and sing. God is right there when you call on his name. God, you don't want God to cut your voice off. Help me off that. You don't want you don't want God to remove himself from you. You know, you remember my brother, don't you? You remember when he said it, Reverend, and you don't want God to do this, yeah? When the last time you read when you read the 51 Psalm, right? But I'm not going to read it all to you. Just let me read this part to you. Created me a clean heart, oh God.
Right.
Renew a right spirit within me.
Right,
he said, cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Ghost from me. Let me do it again. Cast me not away from thy presence, and look what it said, and take not thy Holy Ghost from me. Restore unto me thy joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with a free spirit. Now, when he does all this, Reverend, you know what he said? Then will I teach transgression thy ways, and sinners should be converted unto thee. Deliver me from the blood guilty, O God. Look at it, God of my salvation, and my tongue, you know, y'all, shall sing aloud of righteousness. Help me, Holy Spirit. I want to tell you, when you come into a true repentance, when you come and say, Lord, I'm going to move out the way, Lord. I want you to do what you want to inside of me. That's what he did, Reverend. See, some people hold back lying and give him cussing. Some people give him lying and hold cussing. Some people give him being angry, but watch it here, or be a killer though. Some people will give God the things they think they, you know, they don't want. But the thing we need to do is open our heart up, help me, Holy Spirit, and let him create a new heart in us and give us a new spirit. Then when you feel this spirit, you know his presence is there. Oh, help me, and he calls you to sing. Have you ever got really truly got blessed, Reverend? How many of you got blessed, man? You know, I have so much on my mind. What my wife testified this, what she testified this Sunday. What she say, Red?
How the Lord came through and blessed.
mm-hmm.
He came came through, hallelujah. He came through and blessed, took care of with the big brother. The eyes to the R to the S said what was old, but God said not something.
Hallelujah. We owe a substantial amount of money. You know, I mean a lot of money, you know, to the IRS, right? And I went to the mailbox one day, man, you know what I'm talking about, and opened up the mailbox, and we don't have to pay nothing no more. You hear me? Don't tell me what God won't do. You hear me?
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't tell me. Sir. And I'm telling you, man, I'm going to tell you this here for I promise you, man, it was so crazy, man, Reverend, to get my wife to give us a job.
Yes, sir.
You might get that later on, Reverend.
Reverend,
I really believe when I hear her did that testimony, and this is what I really believe in, and shall come to pass that before they call, I will ask. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Mm-hmm. May he remove a substantial amount of debt. You hear me? We had to have to pay back. And I'm going to tell you something. I know God can do it, man. I know he can do it. Brother, before you even call, he already answered that. He already put it there. And while you were speaking, he was hearing. That's what I get out of the song of Isaiah 65 and 24. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm not saying that you don't pay your tithes. I'm not saying you don't pay your taxes. I'm telling you, you pay your stuff like you're supposed to. But I'm going to tell you something. If something is going wrong, if God wanted to do something miraculous in your life, matter of fact, brother, I can tell you right now, I know we prayed. And he said, Lord, is this what you want us to do? If you want us to come up with this amount of money to pay it, we're going to pay it. You know, don't we got to do what we got to do. And, man, it went in two weeks, man. He removed that debt, man. I know God is good.
Thank you.
I know he's good, you know. So I just thank God. Now, watch this. He didn't have to do it, Reverend. You make money. These people think they think you still got that kind of money, Reverend. They want you to pay it back, Reverend. That's what they say. I think it's been the biggest ripoff I ever seen without a pistol, right? But I thank God for the rejoice of that, because not just only that, because he know we love helping folks, right? We love, Reverend, know what I'm talking about. We love paying our tithes. We don't have no doubt of paying our tithes. We don't have no doubt of worshiping him. We don't have no doubt. We don't make excuses to not to serve him. We don't make excuses not to give him what he give us. I don't do this too often, y'all. But when we pay our tithes, it's not even a thought. You know, it's already a done deal. You know, it's already been subtracted from that. You know, it's not when the necessity to it. It's because we want to do it, because we know the Lord is in that. You know, and I believe somebody is a tither, know what I'm talking about. When you tithe and you tie into a seed. Watch this here. You don't hear me talk too much like this. Every woman said, when you tie it to a seed, it comes back. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody know what I'm talking about. It comes back sometimes 100-fold. Help me, Holy Spirit. But what he's been helping me about, it ain't always been in finance, Reverend. It's been helping me to understand his word. Help me, Holy Spirit. It's been also helping me show love to when someone dislikes me. It's been showing me how to increase my knowledge to wisdom. It's been in the wisdom is to know how to handle people as we lead people. It increased my knowledge, because when you teaching and preaching, brother, you can't look at their faces. You can't worry about how they think. You had to give what God gave you and say it. But watch this here. In doing that, I believe a lot of my tithe is not coming back and find that, even though he does it. But most of it don't come back in that. You know, so I don't do like most people do. They say, you know, if you that old song, they press down and shake it up and run it over. It don't have to be in financial monetary stuff. It don't have to be that, man. Don't ever think it don't have to be that. And somebody's a tithe to know what I'm talking about. Somebody hit the one button on a tithe. You hit the tithe. You can hit it, baby. Somebody hit the, if you're tired, hit that one button. Y'all know what I'm talking about. He took it over for something. He took it over, baby. I'm going to get in the bag. Remember, you know what I'm talking about, tithe, baby. Don't you know anything about it, baby? Talk to me about Tide,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, you talk about press down, sticking together, and running over. And you can say, like Job, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. You know, you see, like, he gives you things to endure that money can't help.
Reverend Shy, I'm going to give y'all something. Reverend Shy, I'm going to take your thunder. Reverend Shy, Reverend got almost his whole house redone all over.
Mm. Thank you, Jesus.
Didn't pay a dime.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Is that right about it, Reverend? You got redone
yes,
over and paid
yes,
a
sir.
Dime.
Yes, sir.
You know,
thank you, Jesus.
You know, almost the whole entire house. Then when they dropped something on his tile, and they redid his dining room and his kitchen and everything with tile. Don't tell me what God won't do. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I'll testify for you, Reverend. Don't tell me what God won't do. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
God
would
do it, man, because of his faithfulness in God. It's because, and he got a beautiful wife, man. The spirit that she has, man, and the love he has in our wives, man, they'll tell you in a minute. They'll tell you so much you don't want to hear it no more. Remember, you know what I'm talking about. But, boy, the joy that they give when you hear that, the guy that, when they came to his house, they don't know why they're doing certain things. They don't know why they paint an extra room. They don't know why they're putting extra carpet over here. They don't know why they're putting new faucets over here. They don't know why they're taking the shower, redoing the whole shower. They don't know why they're doing all this here, because the Lord has it in it. Oh, help me.
Yeah,
to this brother
here
will lift up God's voice to his whole. You know that saying, there's a me in my house.
A lot of people use it
as a cliche, but brother, Reverend Henry, I know God in his house because he did his whole house, man, and had a prayer dying. Is that right about it, Doc?
That's it. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
I know you're in Babylon.
Yes,
you can't sing right now. Thank God, man. Thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God. Reverend, thank you, man.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, Reverend,
yes,
I'm going to tell you this, man. You know, let's quit this, man. Thank God, man. Thank God. Thank
you. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
sir.
God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank
you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I read that scripture a long time ago. Oh, thanks be to God. Thank God. When someone said, oh, thank be to God, if you know the place they was in and he brought them out, a lot of them were going through it. Brothers and sisters, sometimes all things you could just say, you can't be like some of the people can come up with a good saying, but sometimes you just say, oh, thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for your mercy. Man, we got to start lifting them up. The church got to lift them up. What do God
yes,
have
sir.
To do to get you to lift him up? What he have to do? Do he got to cause a wreck to be right in front of you and you roll by him? Hold up, hold up. Do he got to go to your mailbox and he give you a blessing? Do he got to make people come to you and say, here, take this? Do he got to come by and show you what the doctor said, he reversed it? Do he have to do that? We've been around the church long enough to know, Reverend, know what I'm talking about. People get a clean bill of health. And die. Let me tell you something. With us, we look at it as a glory because we know for a fact that it's better to be absent out this body than being with God, than being in the body. By my mind, we always wake up in the morning, thank you for another day. But truly, my brothers and sisters, being with him is better than in this body. So rejoice the time he gives you here. Lift them up when you get them here. Don't let nobody have you walk around like the children was when they was in Babylon, their head down, and they were remembering where they come from. What do you got to remember something to where you came from? Go back there.
Thank you, Lord.
Go back there. Mm-hmm. I got to go back to that brother, man. That brother cussed me out, sir. Cussed me smooth up. I mean, I've been knowing this man, really, man. We grew up together. I'm going to say over 40 years, man. And this brother talked to me like he didn't know me. You know what I'm talking about? But it wasn't a minute and a half. Only God knows why he let him come back and repent that quick. I'm not saying I'm going to hurt him, but God probably knows how the outcome is going to be. God knew that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he caught me off guard when he did it. And he came back. Don't you know what he said, man? He said, what did I say, man? I don't remember saying that. I'm telling you, man, people have spirits in them. They don't even know what they're doing. Why are we even entertaining that? Why would you get your man all mad about somebody has a spirit? Look at it. I don't know why I'm here. Would someone have you mad? Look at it and see, what is it? You know what I'm talking about? It's 9 or 10. He probably can't beat you up anyway. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So why would you entertain in something you know is a demonic spirit? It is a demonic spirit. It is a demonic spirit. It's trying to get you out of your square. It's trying to get people to look at you different now. I'm not talking about nobody. I'm just telling you what I believe in. If someone putting you out of your square, brothers and sisters, that is not of God. Anywhere you know God, everywhere you know God, there is peace. There's no division. There's no division. When you see division, that adversary is working in your household. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. In your household, I'm way over here, brother. In your household, right, if you have some thing going in your household and there's a lot of stuff going on, you and your wife or your kids or somebody in your household, y'all have some problem. Brother, pray. Sister, pray. Now you've been tapped into an evil spirit. That spirit want to disrupt your home. That spirit want to turn your home down. Don't let that spirit. I don't care if she dead wrong. I don't care if he dead wrong. Man, take that spirit what's in him and give it to the devil. Put him on your feet and say, you go back where the pit you come from. Rebuke that spirit. And you know what you do? You ask God for strength in that area. If it calls you to look at him, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If it calls you to look at something and it calls you to mess up, brother, what you told us the other day, Reverend, you told us this the other day, but I think I heard it wrong. Is it, what about consequences? The consequences. I think I heard it from you, right? How you go, Reverend?
There is consequences behind sin.
That's it.
Once you
commit it, you know, that's another thing. Once you commit it, you don't think you could come back. You could almost be ready for them to do something stupid and say, oh man, hold up, that is a good time to stop and
you
move
right
back
there
and get out of that situation, man. Get out of it, man. Because one thing I've learned. It's easy to get in that penetration, but it's hard to get out of it.
Yes, sir.
And it's easy to get in that graveyard, too.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm talking about? So don't let nobody trick you off like that. That's even all around the board. I don't know why we went there, but keep us in prayer.
Yeah.
Let God be the head of your life. Don't let no circumstance get you the way that you can't praise God. Maybe in your pitfall, maybe in your trials, if you start singing more, find your song that you love. You know, it might not be it might not even be a gospel song. I'm be true about it. It might not be. It might be something to a jazz or something. You know, it might be something to ease your mind a little bit. You know, and before you make a decision, man, go in prayer and then meditate. Let God talk to you. You always talking to him, but let him talk to you too. And just meditate.
Yeah.
Just don't say nothing. That's what I had to do a while ago before I got on the ministry. I was pretty tired this morning, right? And I'd sit there for about 35 minutes, you know, talking about praying and being quiet. You know, talking about and getting my mind right. You know, talking about just getting my focusing right. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm telling you something. We as ministers, me as teachers, we as ones are doing this word, we have to be transparent, let you know that we go through things too. You know what
I'm saying?
Yes, sir. We go through them. Matter of fact, we probably go through more. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm going to tell you this. They don't zip us for prayer. You know what I'm talking about? And we pray for all mankind. You know what I'm talking about? We looking right now at a man down in Buffalo. I don't know what that man was thinking about drive 30. If a man can drive three, what's that? Was it 3 hours real? Man, if something would be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Was 3 hours, I heard.
5 hours or more. Yeah.
And drove down there and got out the car and killed people, man. Man, that is a spirit, man. Now, I'm trying to say something. You don't have to stay with me. Don't hit the one button. I'm just going to give you this one. And I ain't going to charge you, right? I can't imagine in my mind that if that been a certain people get out there and did it, he wouldn't have made it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave it like that. You know what I'm talking about,
brother? Yes, sir. Oh, I know. I hear you.
One of them taking to McDonald's, you know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
One time they took somebody to go out to eat. You know what I'm talking about? That's what the society is now, man. And they got you looking at police like you don't like them. And they're there to help us, man. You know what I'm talking about? Really, some of them are some good cops out there. Some of them real bad.
Yes, sir.
Some of them real good. You know what I'm talking about? All of them are bad. You know what I'm talking about? Matter of fact, we got two of them go out of church. As a right by the real.
Yes, sir.
And I know there's some good bands, you know what I'm talking about? So I do know everybody's not bad, but I do know they got some crooked ones out there. But this dude drove all them hours down there and shot these people, man, and killed these people. Don't know them, Adam and Eve. He had that much hatred in there. And you trying to tell me this 86-year-old woman got killed from 86 down to, they say, 12 years old? Them people got killed, man. Mm. They were just going to, you can go today and go to a drugstore today. Well, I call it a drugstore. Maybe I call it something else. You can go Walmart today and just walk in and some fool acting a fool, man. You know what I'm talking about? Some fool act a fool. You know what I'm talking about? And you don't know what I'm saying. That's why I've said, brothers and sisters, man, don't take this life so short, man. You know, like you think you're going to be here forever. Take this life that we give us and maximize the time God given to you. Love one another. Don't let a day go by with wrath on you. I didn't say you can't get angry, but the Bible said sin not. That's what the Bible said now. You know, so I ain't saying don't get angry. I'm just saying if somebody do get angry, just walk away from it. Don't let that person have that much over you. And please don't sit there to defend what you know is right. Well, what I mean by that, it makes you a coward because you walk away. No, it makes you a better person to walk away. It don't take an argument. It don't take a fuss. For what? Now you got your blood pressure up. If you ain't wrapped too tight, you might want to do some physical cup. You know what that mean, brother? you know what I mean, really? Physical cup. You might want to throw a little left or you throw a little right. But
yes,
tell you something, that ain't gonna win nothing,
mm-hmm.
man. That's not gonna win nothing. Only body wins is the adversary. If it don't come out right, either way is wrong. Even if you win or lose, it's still wrong. So I don't know, we way over there and y'all keep praying for me. He said, y'all always say that, but I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit is moving, man. This message might not be for you now. Might be for just one person on the phone. Only God knows. But I do know this. When the children of Israel was in Babylon for 70 years, then the soldier came up to him and said, can you sing us one of them songs for Zion? Wherever you are in life, don't never be in a place that you say you can't sing a song for the Lord. You might not sound like Reverend Henry, you know. And I know you can sound like me. You know what I'm talking about? Just like I do. I can't sing a lick, but I'll sing in a minute. You know what I'm talking about? But let me tell you something. You're not embarrassing, but you're lifting your voice to the Lord. The Bible said this. He said, make a joyful noise unto me. That's what you need to do. And sometimes in other people's mind, they think it is noise, but don't worry about it. You sing it to the Lord. Lift your voice. Praise Him. Don't let nobody sit. Don't nobody hold you down for praising God because of the circumstances you're in. Lift your voice to the Lord and say, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We love you. Now watch this, remember. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you
enough.
If we had 1,000,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. If we had billions and billions of tongues, we couldn't thank you enough what he has done and what he got in store for the church. So glory be to God for all the things he has done. And I thank y'all for tiring me for this long amount of time. I want you to know that I love you and you can't do nothing about it.
Thank you, Lord.
Reverend?
Yes, sir. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Beautiful. And that was so sweet. So sweet. I'm so thankful that God is still blessing us. Still listening, being in attendance. Oh, and he's still working it out. We're able to read why we're able to lift up our head in the midst of when we may feel down and low, but because of God, hallelujah, gives us that strength. When we're weak and weary, he lifts us up. We thank him. Praise God. Praise God. Beautiful, beautiful lesson today. And, oh, hallelujah. Just add to what you had beautifully already done. You know, you spoke about, you know, how God can speak to you. God, since he is the author and the finisher, since he is the creator, he can use whatever, and he knows what each and everyone needs, so he knows how to speak. See, he can speak to his people whatever way he desires. See, I might not know how to get to Rem Brown, or Rem Brown may not know how to get to me, but God, who is the creator, knows how to speak to each and every one of us. Ephesians 5, it says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. See, you may think a spiritual song is only a gospel. But see, God, the Father, the Creator, he can use what we may call a blues song, but he can fix it and tune your ear that you may receive, and it will make melody in your heart, and it will soften your heart. Because he can do great things, I'm telling you. Oh, hallelujah. He can bless your soul in such way in the spiritual. You'll start seeing God in everything, and certain movies, you'll hear messages from the Lord, certain conversations, you'll hear God's voice. Hallelujah. He's the creator of it all. Hallelujah. Yeah, he said, the Lord do all these things. But God bless you. I just want to, man, thank God for how he's blessing us. He's continued to bless us over and over. The only thing we have to do is open up our eyes. You know, I'll just give you this short testimony. I experienced the loss of my mother, and that pain was, I expressed, I never felt pain like that before, but God blessed me to endure. And, oh, hallelujah, and even now when a moment would come, God continued to lift that. Oh, hallelujah. He continued to lift, and he adds unto, hallelujah, so you can make it through. So we thank God. Well, one day he spoke it. I'm telling you, just as clear as I'm talking to you, he spoke it to me. I was at home by myself, and I was starting to feel a little hurt. He said, well, why are you searching for the living among the dead? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank God today. Thank God for the relationship that he gives us, that we communicate with him over and over again. Just give you these two, and I'm going to get out your way. What? Amy sends in. Thank you, Amy. No partiality. Praise the Lord. Be judged. Build walls, love, break them down. Oh, that's it in a nutshell. Hallelujah. Tradition builds walls. Oh, hallelujah. Love breaks them down. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The love of God breaks down any wall, whether it's racial hate, hallelujah, whether it's injustice, hallelujah. The love of God, hallelujah, gives you that peace that surpasses all understanding, because God tells us all the benefits is here. Hallelujah. He don't want you to get in the way, because when he starts to loose his wrath, Hallelujah. We don't want you in the way when you start to swing. Oh, hallelujah. We need each other. Thank you, Annie. We need each other. The Holy Spirit fills us with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience through each other so the world may see your love in us. Praise the Lord. God bless you. We need each other. Praise the Lord. When someone's down, don't rejoice, but help lift them. Hallelujah. 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 Solomon tells us, scorn not the man that's down today, but share with him his sorrow. The meaner world. You could be down tomorrow. Hallelujah. So bless. Let's continue to lift each other up in prayer. Continue to love on each other that God may be pleased in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. It's the time now. If anyone want prayer, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone want to come in on the message? Anyone just want to say thank you, Lord? Push the one button. We here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If not, thank you, Lord. We'll pray and continue to let God have his way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord, and Savior Jesus Christ, we come right now with thanksgiving upon our heart. Thank you for your goodness. We're so thankful of your mercy. Thank you, Father God, for this day that you've given us your word that you allowed us to hear and will it to our ears. Thank you, Father God, how you continue to guide us. And we ask for your continual guidance upon us, Father God. Bless us to be good followers as you lead us the way. In the name of Jesus, we continue prayers upon those bereaved in hearts. Hallelujah. Special ones that we know about have been brought to our attention. Look on Reverend Bryce's family, Father God, and give them strength. Hallelujah. Give them comfort. Oh, hallelujah, Father God. Give them endurance, be able to endure these things that they're going through, Father God. Hallelujah. We don't know everything to say, but Father, we know whom to look to. Hallelujah. That can give comfort. Hallelujah. That can say what we can't say. That can go where we can't go. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Bless you, though. Where did you see fit? In Jesus' name, we swear today we love you. Continue blessings upon all of us, Father God, as we try to do thy will. In Jesus' name, in Jesus. Again, we thank you for all the listeners, all the prayers. Hallelujah. All those that took time out. Hallelujah. To reason in your word, we say thank you. In Jesus' name is our prayer. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Something about these Calvary blood songs. The only way we're going to make it, we got to keep this one. We got to stay right near the cross.
When I think of precious memories, I think about my grandmother, cornbread. I think about her pound cake. I think about her barbecue sauce. I think about looking beside her bed on a little nightstand with her glasses and her Bible. And every once in a while there were some dentures laying up there. She'd be down on her knees praying before she went to bed. And I always wanted to talk to my grandmother. That's my mother's mother there sitting there. But she would pray so long, I'd fall asleep. One night I'm determined I'm not going to fall asleep. I'm going to stay awake till Big Mama gets off her knees because I like to talk to her. I used to lay beside her in bed and she'd answer all my questions. I remember I was able to stay awake long enough for her to wake up. But when she got up, she rolled over in bed, opened her Bible, and began to read another hour. I said, I'm giving it up. I'll talk to her in the morning. I saw that habit of her kneeling beside her bed and praying. And it just thrilled my heart. Those memories are precious, and they have carried me to this day. They're precious. Everybody say precious. Say it again. That precious secrets, sacred scenes, they unfold. I think my godmother's the first person I heard sing this. Godmother, you remember this song? Sitting out there with that pretty purple hat on tonight. Sing it if you know it. Precious memories. Does anybody have some in here tonight? How they linger. How they ever. How they ever. Flood my soul. Yeah. when my soul gets a little lonely. Anybody ever been there? Precious memory, every heart is singing. Oh, Lordy. They seem to keep on lingering in my mind all these years. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that He's done for me. Soul, blood in your mind, blood in your life. My God.